So actually, today's the title of this message is the Tabernacle is Building. Last week we covered the experience, so this week we talk about its building. I want to record your experience of reading the Exodus. So normally when I was young in my spiritual age, so I don't know what I've been reading, you know, for like several chapters. So that means it may be very boring, talking about all the details, the tenon, the sockets, how many pounds, the width, and then, oh Lord, I just want to really Exodus, you know, to really go to, the next book, Leviticus. But now, actually, I hope with the help of all our brothers, you know, hard work, so it is very vivid to show what is on the Lord's heart. When we talk about the tabernacle. The tabernacle, in some sense, is actually its building. Because, of course, the whole series of these messages are on God's building, His heart's desire. But from the tabernacle, this is the first portrait of what is on the Lord's heart, which is the tabernacle. And actually, not just having the experience, last week we mentioned all about the furnishing, but this week, we really come together to have this building.
Amen.
So I appreciate how can we relate to the past messages, you know, to this week's messages? I would like to say, like, without the past messages, that means without the message to our experience of the tabernacle, there is no issue, there is no building, you know, of this real tabernacle. So that's why this is very important to our Christian life. Last week we experienced, you know, the Ark of the Testimony, the incense altar, the table of the bread of presence, and then the lampstand whatsoever. So in order for us to be the proper material to be built up at this tabernacle. So this is very crucial. I hope that my time is so short, I want to cover all the details. This is actually, if some of you guys meeting with us, this is the crystallization of crystallization studies. So that means it occupies 3 messages into 45 minutes. So I hope, so that's why I was so trembling when I prepared this. I prepared my own outline. Otherwise, I hope I will not speak something wrong, especially if this is recorded. So, the first item is, we need to talk about the boards. Because in chapter 26, it mentioned about in 15 and 16, and you shall make the boards of the tabernacle of acacia wood standing out. So that means the board is actually the first item of according to the spiritual significance, talking about the tabernacle. So the board is actually, there are so many boards. From the Bible, there are 48 boards, 20 on the north and 20 on the south, and there will be 6 on the west side, and then 2 on the corner. Am I right? Yes, 2 on the at the corners. That means at the corner, that means doubles. And there's no boards on the east side. That means that this is the east side, west side, north, south, okay? So therein, this is like, it's not a complete, you know, closed cube. There is an entrance. We will talk about this later on. So there are 48 boards, and it's actually, there is a typology. 48 boards is actually all the believers being built up together as the building of God's dwelling place. So you just listen to this verse. I will elaborate one by one. Because we know that last week we talked about this, the ark. The ark, we know that last week we mentioned the ark is actually Christ, right? There's only one ark. But here, when we talk about the building, there are many boards. Similar, that means we know that this boards, or the building of all the boards, is actually the church. You know, so are you with me? There's only one ark, but there are so many boards. Actually, there are so many members of the body. This building, or this tabernacle, is actually the reproduction of the ark. reproduction of Christ. That means church is the reproduction of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. So, and one more thing is there are so many boards, but there is only one tabernacle. So that means there are so many believers in the world, but there should be only one church, one body of Christ. Because I mentioned that this tabernacle is the reproduction, is the issue, is the expansion of this ark of the testimony. That means Christ himself. So we need to know that this tabernacle is the enlargement of this individual Christ. Last week we also talked about this tabernacle is the corporate expression of Christ. So that's why we have so many boards. And also, talking about the number is 6 times 8. 6, you know, according to Genesis and also throughout the Bible, 6 typifies the creature of man. The creation of man. And man is the first in God's creation. Not the first one, but man is the center of God's creation. And then 8, that means it's the first day of the week. You know, also in Exodus, first day of the week, that means Lord's Day, and then Saturday, and then the eighth day is actually the first day of another week. So that's why in the Bible it mentioned the first day of the week typifies resurrection. So if you times together, that means if you 6 times 8, that means man's is being mingled or is being built up in resurrection.
Amen.
This tabernacle is built with all the boards. But this kind of building is not out of the natural or human concept. This is, on one hand, is in resurrection. Because this is made of acacia wood. It's not just whatever wood, but this is acacia wood. Acacia wood in the Bible is the strongest wood, and also it's uplifted, and also it is resurrected. So that's why it's not the human or the normal wood. This is the strongest part. To become the building of God, or to become the tabernacle, all of us need to be strong.
Amen.
We need to be a strong Christians. We should not be those who are weak. Oh Lord, today I'm so weak. Tomorrow I'm still so weak. Week after week, you know. No, because yes, whenever you're weak, the Lord said, "My mercy and my grace will be with you." For my grace is tabernacle over those who call. Over the weak ones.
Amen.
But you need to turn to the Lord in order to be strong so that we can become his building.
Amen.
And then so I covered this. No, don't misunderstand, you know, stand me. One ark, one tabernacle, many boards. So this is all about the boards. And then okay. And then we can go to another aspect. That means the length. So I hope it will be not the boring part. Talking about the length is 10 cubits, but the width is 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
10 is actually in the Old Testament, 10 is the number of completion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, completion. So I don't want to go into detail. 1.5, this is my enjoyment of, mm-hmm. and especially in this week. 1.5 means that this is half of 3. We know that last week whenever we talk about 3 in the Bible, it typifies God himself, because there's the triune God, there's only one God, but 3 persons, there are 3 God has. But whenever we talk about 3, that means God himself. 1.5 means half of this 3. Okay? That means we need another 1.5.
Amen.
I really appreciate this part, because today it seems like I'm speaking to minister Christ to one another, but actually in my position I'm only 1.5. It's not 15, it's not 150, only 1.5. and then all the ones sitting here, brothers and sisters and friends, you are another 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
So to match with one another, so this is very sweet, because in God's building, in our experience, we need one another to complete us.
Amen.
In the Bible, you realize that when in the New Testament, when Jesus sent all the disciples, the Lord did not send them, you know, one by one. They sent them in pairs. You know, the apostle will go to several cities to preach the gospel in pairs, this pair and this pair. Similarly, in our Christian experience, we are alone. If we are individualistic or we are just individual, we will be very weak. Mm-hmm. But we can have another 1.5. Man. So that to complete and to match us, so that we can become strong to bear the testimony, to become the material of the tabernacle. Man. So that's why never be independent. So whenever you feel like you're independent, you don't have another 1.5, you need to go find another 1.5. I believe everyone sitting here, you know, is all welcome to be your 1.5 cubit.
Amen.
Amen. So, and then talking about, I mentioned this, there is a 6 boards here, and then there are 2 boards at the corner. So at the corner is actually the doubling portion of this board. So it typifies the strengthening, reinforcing. That means, for example, in Acts at Antioch, that when there was a turn from the Jews to the Gentile world, there we have Barnabas and Saul. That means what's double, and also was strengthened to become the corner board. Because I'm not talking about it. I believe in the following messages. Whenever we talk about the cornerstone, it's actually the most important, you know, stone. Otherwise, the whole building, the whole tabernacle, will be collapsed. So, this is all about the boards.
Amen.
Amen. And we cover the boards, the width, and then one more thing is the composition. If you remember, in verse 29, and you shall overlay the boards with gold, and make their rings of gold as holders of the bars. And you shall overlay the bars with gold. So not just the acacia wood, but actually it's acacia wood overlay with gold.
Amen.
Amen. Acacia wood means like the strong, resurrection. Our believers as a human nature in resurrection. So that means, to make it simple, acacia wood typifies the human nature. Okay, gold. Last week we also covered this. Gold typifies the divine nature of the Father.
Amen.
Gold. So that means if you go when we talk about overlay, the acacia wood overlay with gold, that means these two material, these two natures are being mingled together. Mm-hmm. You cannot say this is only gold, or you cannot say this is only wood. This is acacia wood overlaid with gold. Mm-hmm. So that means these two are being mingled together.
Amen. Amen.
So this is actually a golden cube. Mm-hmm. You will know it later. When you see all the boards are being overlaid with gold, and later we'll talk about the bars, the ring, whatever you see when you get into the tabernacle, you can see only one thing. That means gold. But it doesn't mean like this building, the Lord does not just wants just the divine nature. He wants the human nature also. He wants us, he wants man to be part of his building, to be part of his tabernacle. But this kind of people should not be just the normal or the untransformed wood. Because, should not be those who are the wood naturally.
Amen.
This wood has to be uplifted and resurrected.
Amen.
And so that's why we have overlay with gold. And for those who view the tabernacle inside, will only see gold. I mentioned this. So that's why intrinsically, this tabernacle is made of wood. But in manifestation, this is actually gold.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Today, you guys, we all are sitting here as a normal, you know, Christian, as a man. But one day, I believe you all experience when your colleague realize that you're Christian, and then they can see something different from among all the colleague, because you have this golden nature being incorporated into you.
Amen.
What we need to, how can we become the proper material? That means the acacia wood overlaid with gold. Is that we need more gold.
Amen.
I would like to say we need more gold.
Amen.
If we are just acacia wood, if we have not sufficient gold, that means people will see the wood, not just the gold in, not just the gold itself. So that's why we need to, we need more and more gold to be overlaid on us. So this is actually our experience. Whenever we have this kind of overlaying with gold, the more we are being overlaid, the more we are being, you know, manifested as, you know, at this God's building, or as this the dwelling place of God. So, and also this kind of overlaying is actually goes together with transformation. It doesn't mean like you, once you are saved, and then you are full of gold. No, because you need to be overlaid again and again and again, so that whenever see you, you will become the manifestation of this golden nature of the Father. So I appreciate, this is very experiential. How can we buy or get more gold? Which is, we need to, in Revelation, I counsel you to buy gold. The Lord counsel us to buy three things to overcome the degradation of this type, or this degradation of the world of Christianity. We need to buy gold. Gold, man, that means we need more Christ.
Amen.
We need more golden nature of the Father in order to be the proper material for God's building. Amen. So, and one more thing, I miss it. So that means whenever we get into the tabernacle, there is only acacia wood overlaid with gold. Similarly, what God wants is not just you, the old you, the old self. Not so. He wants all the building material to be the same as He is, which is typified by the golden nature. So that means when we talk about the tabernacle, there is no distinction. You know, no, it's not whether he's Korean, I'm Chinese, or whatsoever, Japanese, French, whatever. There should be no this kind of distinction, because what can make us, you know, being built together is only the acacia wood overlaid with gold.
Amen.
So it's just God, this kind of golden nature can be the uniting, the connecting factor to become this tabernacle. Amen. So in the message, when I prepared this, a brother mentioned that good brothers and sisters are nice, but golden brother and sister are necessary. So today we are not here to listen to more perfection to become a good Christian without, you know, being overlaid much or sufficient gold from the Lord. We need to be golden brothers and sisters. That means when I see Brother Livingstone, wow, he's the manifestation of the Lord. When I see the sister Jessica, wow, I only see Christ, the golden nature of the Father.
Amen.
So this should be our yearning. Amen.
Amen.
So I finished all the boards and I need to go on. I will talk about the ring and bars first, and then I will tell you the tenon and socket. So there is a lot of boards, right? But if, just imagine, if there is only several boards, you know, standing up here, you know, when wind blows, it will all just fall down, you know, collectively. Right. So that means we need another stuff. The first two things is we need ring and bar, okay? Ring, we have three golden rings. So golden rings, again, these three rings are golden ring, okay? So ring in the Bible typifies the Spirit, okay? Because later I will elaborate more, but you listen to this definition from the Bible first. Ring is the Spirit. Golden ring, that means it's the spirit, the capital, the initial spirit of the triune God, or the Holy Spirit. This is the Spirit. So, and then we need some bar. This bar is also made of acacia wood overlaid with gold. Okay? This ring has only one purpose, to let the bar to pass through. Okay? So this ring and the bar typifies the uniting, you know, spirit of the Lord. So The uniting bar were made of acacia wood for connecting strength. And then overlay with gold for uniting. So that means acacia wood for connection and golden ring for uniting. And then that means this is the oneness of the spirit in work, not only Christ's divinity, but also humanity.
Man.
So you might not know what I'm talking about. So I will elaborate this. Acacia wood is the human nature. Overlay with gold typifies God, the divine nature of the Father. So today, who is the first one to possess these two natures, which is Christ?
Amen.
One day God is God in the Old Testament, but one day in the New Testament, God became a man. He brings, you know, a divinity into humanity. And then after resurrection, his humanity is being uplifted, you know, to divinity. So he's the first God-man possessing divine nature and also the human nature. So in order for us to become his building, to become the boards, we need this spirit to unite us. Okay? So that means he's the uniting factor. And then one more thing is we have five bars. Okay, five bars. The one bar in the middle, you know, connected all over the 20 bars. And then there are another four bars, okay? You know, that means this is for 10, this is for another 10, okay? So we have five and three rows. Five bars on three rows. Again, 3 times 5. I believe last week and the week before we mentioned about 3 times 5. It's actually the number of God's building. Okay? 3 typifies the triune God. 5, that means the triune God being mingled with us to become the responsibility to bear this testimony. So this is all about the bars. And then the rings, I cover this. Okay? And, okay. Okay. And one more thing is, the uniting of the boards of the tabernacle involves the passing of the bar through the rings on each board. So that means that all the believers in Christ are being united with their spirit, cooperate with the spirit. The spirit means capital letter. And allowing the uniting spirit to pass through them to join them together.
Amen.
So that means, I mentioned the initial spirit, that means the capital as the spirit has to be also mingling with our human spirit. Being a man, being a Christian, to become the proper materials to be built up, we all have our human spirit.
Amen.
This human spirit has to be mingled with God, the spirit, in order to become the building of God, or in order to become the testimony, the tabernacle of testimony. So this is all about the mingling again and again. Building is not just only God and not just only man. Even he needs our cooperation. So we are being, you know, as a bar, we pass through all the rings. And also, what can connect us or unite us? That is only the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So once you are saved, you are the Christian, you have the regenerated spirit. And this spirit is actually not just your spirit. This spirit is being enlivened, and God the Spirit can enter into you to enliven you. That's why in Romans 8:16, the Spirit witnesses with our spirit. We are the children of God. And these two spirits are being mingled together so that they can bear or they can hold all the boards to become the building of the tabernacle.
Amen.
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 Amen. So, Amen. Okay, I will not cover the oneness. This is another aspect. Okay, so this is all the bars and rings. And then we'll come to tenets. Okay, tenets is actually these two, I don't know how to elaborate it. What is this? This is two tenets, okay? It's like two legs, okay? Two legs, okay. That these two tenons are fixed in two sockets. So that means these two tenons only for one purpose. This is for standing, for standing firm, okay? For balanced, okay? Being balanced. Just imagine if you are just only one leg, it's easily to fall aside, you know. But if we have two legs, we are being balanced. We can stand firm to become the testimony of God.
Amen.
So
Amen.
This is, and what makes this also being, you know, stand firm is the weight. These two tenons is being put into the silver socket. And these silver sockets, each, you know, weighs 100 pounds. That means one talon of silver. Mm-hmm. So it's very firm, okay? And you are being, when you put like into these two sockets, you can stand firm. There is the standing ability from the Lord. And this is also made of silver. So silver typifies, you know, Christ as our redemption.
Amen.
So today we can stand, we can be being built up only on the basis, on the ground of Christ's redemption. We don't have another boats. We only have the boats of the redemption of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And two tenets also typify the complete faith of this Christ's redemption. Because these two, we know that these two are the redemption of Christ. And these two tenets is actually the complete faith on this Christ's redemption. Right? Because you're being put into the silver socket. So that means, what can you, if you don't have the, in our experience, if we don't have the complete faith that we believe that on Christ's redemption, mm-hmm. we will also be, you know, being shaken. That means we cannot stand firm. One day, oh, you are not a Christian. You do this and that, and then you're being shaken again. But now today, being a Christian, what makes us standing firm is the Christ. It's only Christ's redemption.
Amen.
So that's why these two tenets is actually a complete faith of Christ's redemption.
Amen.
And also, it can provide us a firm and unshakable standing. Amen.
Amen.
So these two for balancing, and then so that we will not go to another extreme, we will not go, you know, peculiar, in our own being individualistic, we are very peculiar. We may go this and that. So that's why we need another leg to balance us,
Amen.
To check, to examine, so that we can be, you know, perfected together again to become the building of this tabernacle.
Amen.
So 1.5 means we need one another to match us. These two tenets is also in our experience. We need another saints
Amen.
From the body to
Amen.
Balance us,
Amen.
To check, to examine our situation.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The socket, I covered this. One talent means 100 pounds of the silver, and so you see there are. I'm not good at calculation. There are so many silver sockets at least, right? Each board has two tenets. And each board also has two sockets. There are 48 boards. So there are so many silver sockets, okay? That means this tabernacle, this church, can only be built on the firm foundation, firm basis of Christ's redemption. The church is being produced on Christ's redemption.
Amen.
This is, you see, there's a picture regarding the church. So that's why there are so many silver sockets. Amen. So I cover the silver sockets, and then I will talk about the front part. That means the pillar. And then we will cover the veil and the screen. The pillars and the whole tabernacle, we have boards. Okay, on north side, on south side, and also on west side. But there are 9 pillars. You know, 5 on the east side, and 4 in the tabernacle. So the pillars, at the entrance of the tabernacle, we have 5 pillars supporting the screen. That means this is the screen. And then we have another 4 pillars supporting the veil.
Mm-hmm.
How can we, you know, found this out? We can check. We can read, I can read it to you. Okay. And he made, 36, and he made for it four pillars of acacia and overlaid them with gold, and their hopes were of gold. And he cast for them four sockets of silver. That means he talks about this four pillars again, acacia wood overlaid with gold. Okay? And it's five pillars with their hopes. He overlaid the capital and the connecting rod with gold, and their five sockets were of bronze. So that means here, all of them, silver socket. But at the entrance, upon this entrance, there are five pillars who were based of bronze socket. Okay? Okay. And then, so this is all the pillars. Five pillars means the strongest, five pillars means there is somebody identified with the veil. Amen. I'm sweating. There's not a lot of details. Okay, am I right? You need to note your head strongly. I feel like otherwise, I don't want to speak something wrong. So, okay. These five pillars are being identified with the veils, and also these five pillars typifies the strongest part of the church. Mm. Every one is actually the board. Okay, we are being built together. We have 1.5 cubit being one another. We are board. He is board. All are board. But in the church, there have to be some saints of some brothers and sisters who are strong in the church. In the church to become the pillar. Amen. Okay? And this pillar will identify with the veil. That means identify with the entrance. Without these five pillars, there is no way for this veil to be hang on. Again, without these four pillars, there is no way for the saints, once get into the holy place, to get into the Holy of Holies. So that's why it's very important to have five pillars. Nine pillars. Five at the entrance of the tabernacle and four at the entrance of the Holy of Holies. Amen.
Amen.
So, and also these five has a characteristics. That means they are strong in faith and in the church to bear the testimony of Christ's incarnation and crucifixion. So why I mention this? Because I need to jump to the veil and the screen. The veil is actually, the veil is made of fine twine linen, and then blue and purple and scarlet strands. Okay, so, and these five pillars are acacia wood overlaid with gold. I want to talk this part first. The veil here typifies the flesh of Christ. Because how can we see that in the New Testament, when the Lord Jesus died, you know, for us, the veil was torn. Okay, the veils were torn. That means in Hebrews, his crucifixion opens a new and a living way.
Amen.
So that we all can enter into the Holy of Holies, Amen. You know, in a new and living way. In the old days, only the priest can enter into the tabernacle. Okay? And once a year, the priest, you know, with all the garments, there's the bells, in order to get into the Holy of Holies. So that means this is, in the Holy of Holies, this is the presence of God. So, this veil typifies the flesh of Christ is being torn, meaning that there is no more separation
Amen.
Between
Amen.
The Holy of Holies and the holy place.
Amen.
Similarly, in the old days, not in the old days actually, but in the Old Testament, there because of the fallen nature, because man fell, there is a separation between God and man, typified by this veil. Mm-hmm. But upon the Christ crucifixion, this veil is being torn. That means his redemption is completely applicable to all of us.
Amen.
So that we can get into the Holy of Holies to enjoy the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Because the Lord does not want us to get into the holy place without getting into the Holy of Holies. So that's why this veil, once the veil is torn, in Hebrews, there's a new and living way.
Amen.
This is new way. That means in the old days, there's no other way to get into Holy of Holy. But you know, with Christ's redemption, with his crucifixion, this new way is being opened.
Amen.
We can get to the Holy of Holy. We can come to the throne of God to have, you know, the presence of God. Even so, we can have the full enjoyment. Because at the last week, we talked about all the finishing. We get to the holy place, we have the enjoyment of the table of the bread of presence. That means Christ is edible, Christ become our supply. And then we go to the south, and then we have the lampstand. And then we have the light enlightening from the Lord.
Mm.
But the goal does not, God does not want us to just remain in the holy place. He wants us to get into the Holy of Holies, to enjoy Him in full.
Amen.
This is a full enjoyment. This should be the goal of the tabernacle.
Amen.
This should be the goal of our Christian walk. Day after day, being a Christian, we are not just enjoying Him as our bread of life. We are not just being enlightened by Him in our Bible reading. The most important thing is we need to come to the presence of God.
Amen.
We need to come to Him to enjoy Him in full.
Amen.
Amen. So that's why the veil, the pillars identify with the veil. That means there are some bodies, some saints who are the strong, who are strong enough, or who are the strongest one, who experience this kind of, you know, the riven veil. That means they identify with the death of Christ.
Mm.
They are being dealt with so that they can be passed through. I don't know whether you have this kind of experience. I have an experience, and then when I come to a mature saints, not just in life, but also in spirituality, when I talk to him, and then I realize that, oh, I experienced the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Because his life, his enjoyment, you know, his daily living is actually identified with this, with the flesh of Christ.
Amen.
Being, you know, crucified. Because in Galatians 2:20, I'm crucified with Christ.
Amen.
And it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
Amen.
So that means his living is a crucified life.
Amen.
Amen.
He keeps live a life that is in the presence or in the actuality, in reality of the crucifixion of Christ.
Amen.
So that we can get into the Holy of Holies. Amen. So this is veil and four pillars. And then there is another aspect, there is four pillars, that means only three entrances, okay? Only three entrances. The only entrances that can bring us from the holy place to the Holy of Holies is only God himself. It's the triune God. There is nothing else, there is nobody who can bring us into the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
Even though we have the pillars, but their experience, they live a living which is completely identified with Christ.
Amen.
Not just in his crucifixion, but also in his resurrection. So that we can, you know, pass through the entrance to get into the Holy of Holies. So that's why these three entrances is actually the triune God himself. Only the triune God can bring us from the holy place to the presence of himself.
Amen.
Amen. And then we have five pillars, four entrances. So inside we have three entrances, but outside we have four entrances. That means in the Bible, it's open to the four corners of the earth.
Amen.
This is for the believers, okay? That means in order to get into the holy place, in order to experience Christ as bread of light, as enlightening, definitely you have to be a believer, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you are not just, you know, being remained in the holy place. You need to go forward to the Holy of Holies. But what about this? There is a screen, and this screen is for non-believers. Because before, without passing through this screen, you are not in the tabernacle.
Right.
So that means this screen is actually a separation.
Amen.
On one hand, this screen is also Christ himself being the separation between the world and the church.
Amen.
Okay? And also, and I mentioned there are four entrances. That means non-believers can get into the holy place through these four entrances. And there should be five pillars. These five pillars typify the evangelists.
Amen.
Imagine or just recall our experience. That means somebody preached the gospel to us so that we can be brought forth to come to the enjoyment of Christ.
Amen.
So these five pillars typify the evangelists. They are also the stronger brothers and sisters.
Amen.
To become the pillars, and then so that they can bring the non-believers to enter into the enjoyment of Christ typified by all the furnishings.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So the veil indicates Christ died for us as the sinners, so that our flesh, I mentioned the veil, the flesh, and our fallen nature may be crucified so that we can enter the Holy of Holies. But what about this screen? This screen typifies Christ died for our sins. That means our sins can be forgiven, and also we may be justified by God. Because here, there is a bronze socket. Bronze in the Old Testament typifies judgment. So, if we are not passing through, we are being judged by our sin, by our sins, right? Just and all the men are fallen. You know, they have the fallen human nature. They have sinned so that they sins. So there's only one result. They subject to Christ's, you know, judgment, God's judgment, typified by the bronze socket. But once through the pillars you pass through this screen, that means you are being justified.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, because this judgment is typified by the bronze sockets are already born by the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross.
Amen.
So today, this salvation is free.
Amen.
Okay? So what you need to do is to believe the Lord. We stand firm on Christ's redemption so that we are being justified. So, and we can come to the enjoyment of Christ. You know, typified by all the furnishings. Amen.
Amen.
So, one more thing is the foundation, that means the bottom part. The foundation of the tabernacle was of silver. But again, I want to mention it again, but the manifestation is actually gold.
Amen.
The golden nature of the Lord. And there are no floor in the tabernacle because the building of God was not yet established in a permanent location. That means they are still involving in a journey. They are still wandering and sojourning. Mm-hmm. I appreciate when I prepare this, the Lord just remind me Hebrews, 11:10. You know, we are eagerly awaiting for the city of city with foundation, whose architect and builder is Christ.
Amen.
Amen. It's God Himself. So we are here still like wandering. Because this tabernacle typifies the church. We are not stable or stabilized, rooted on the world, but there should be a destination, there should be a goal. We are looking for a heavenly, a country. And we are toward to the city with the foundation, which is typified, by the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Whose builder and architect is Christ. Amen. So finally, amen, we come to the coverings.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Are you okay?
Just one question. As a Christian, if I stay in the holy place, and then stay in Holy of Holies, only with Jesus, what's the difference?
What's the difference?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I choose not to stay with Christ, just staying there, so what's the difference?
Okay. Actually, in our experience, or from the picture of this building, once we are saved, we can enter into the holy place, okay? But there is no, there is not the presence of God. There is not where the God is, the Christ is. But through our experience of Christ as our supply, through the lampstand as our enlightenment, and then Christ, you know, also being the intercessor to intercede for us, typified by the incense altar. But the goal is we need to go and get into the Holy of Holies, because this is where the presence of the Lord is. So that's why it's not a matter for you to choose you want to meet Christ here or here, because Christ, typified by the Ark of the Testimony, is in the Holy of Holies. Amen. Today, last week, I don't know whether you remember, there are three parts. The Holy of Holies typifies our human spirit. Mm-hmm. The holy place is actually the mind, I mean the soul. Soul. And outside, that means the flesh, I mean the body, okay? Mm-hmm. So the Lord's salvation is not just, you know, redeeming, you know, just redemption so that you can have a happy life, you know, you can have a better soul life. Mm-hmm. His salvation is to bring you to His presence, to enter into the Holy of Holies. So that's why only when we get to our spirit, where Christ is, can we really meet Christ, can we really have the full enjoyment of Christ. You know what I'm saying?
When I have full enjoyment of Christ or without, what is the satisfaction that I can get?
What's the satisfaction that you can get?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean,
that means
have more food, more water, more beautiful place, or more care, or more love there?
I would like to say, may the Lord cover. That means you don't really have the full experience, I mean, very, you know, frequent experience being in the presence of, being in the Holy of Holies. Because when you get into the Holy of Holies, there is one, the first result is you are being filled with Christ. Because this is here, they're typified by the Holy of Holies. Where the presence is, you are being filled with Christ. There is no, you know, George, you alone, but only Christ. You will feel, you will be filled. You know, I don't know how, I don't have other utterance. That means I need, from time to time, through all my enjoyment here, in order to get into the presence of the Lord, I want to be filled with the triune God.
Right.
Amen. So that's why maybe this is very good questions. Our brother will share to strengthen it later. Amen. So because any other questions? Because this is very experiential. I'm not, you know, intending not to answer your question, but I believe the brother's burden will share with this to you later. So okay, any other questions? So we need to come to the last part, which is the covering. Okay, there are four layers. Okay,
so I do have a question.
Okay,
the five pillars in the front, holding up the screen, and the four pillars holding up the veil. Is there a difference between them, or are they just
very good questions? If there is any difference, I would like to say, is there any difference? There's two types of, these five are the stronger saints who may be the evangelists who bring, you know, to bring people to the holy place. But these four are the more mature or stronger saints who his experience, I mean, his flesh is being dealt with. His living is identified with the death of Christ.
Amen.
So that he can be, that means he can, that's why somebody can preach gospel to you.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Jessica can preach the gospel to you. She can be the evangelist.
Mm-hmm.
But if she is not mature in love, if her living is not identified with the death of Christ, she actually, when you are being, you know, with her, she cannot bring you forth to the Holy of Holies. Am I right, brother?
Right.
Amen.
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 So that means her living has to be identified with the death of Christ. His flesh, his taste, everything out of her own has to be dealt with. There's only Christ being left. So that you can, whenever you have fellowship, you can get into the Holy of Holies through her. You know what I'm saying? So that's why this is more mature saints.
They can usher you into. One can only bring you into
knowing the salvation aspect.
Amen.
It takes the others to really bring you into the presence of the Lord, to usher you, able to usher you in.
Amen.
Is the difference.
Like shepherding and stuff?
Yeah, shepherding.
Yes.
Shepherding. Amen.
Yes.
So, I will have a very quick round up and then I pass the time to our brother. Okay? So here, I want to say one more thing is when I prepare this tabernacle, we are not just like, you know, focusing on all the details, but you need to see from the picture here, which is this tabernacle is actually a portrait or a figure of the building of the church with Christ as its content. Today, the Lord is hoping, is longing for this tabernacle. It's longing for this for the church to be built up. Everyone will be the board. And our human nature is being uplifted. They are the strong board, the acacia wood, but overlay with gold, full of, you know, the essence and element of the golden nature, so that we can be built together. And then we are also we stand firm. We have the complete faith on Christ's redemption, and we stand firm on Christ's redemption, so that our ground has nothing else but only Christ's redemption.
Right.
And Christ in the tabernacle become our content.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mentioned it, when you get into the tabernacle, you can see, actually you see nothing, you only see gold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is completely gold, the golden environment, the
right.
divine realm.
Right.
So that's why through this picture, we pray that we are not just, we know this is our goal, we need to be God's building, but on one hand, we need to experience all the furnishing and also all the details, all the material of this building in order to really be built up. You know, from this board, from the board, from the pillar, from the screen, from the veil, from the tendon. So this is typifying our normal Christian church life.
Amen.
Amen. So that's why you have the experience, you have the altar, the laver, and then the bread, and then the lampstand, the incense altar, and then you get into the presence of Christ. That should be our daily, you know, experience. That should be our daily route as a priest. We need to pass through these all furnishing so that we can be infused by the Lord's presence, and day after day we are being overlaid with gold. And we can be built and coordinate with one another, with typified by the rain and also by the width, so that, you know, this building will be established. This building will be completed. Amen.
Is there a ceiling?
Yeah, the ceiling. Our brother will cover the ceiling. Praise
okay,
the Lord.
Because of the time, I asked Kevin to stop here. I will cover the remaining ceiling and the coverings. Okay, before getting to that, I will answer a little bit more on your question. Revelation 21:7 is the conclusion of God's building, and it talks about the temple. It says that the New Jerusalem, okay, firstly, he said in the New Jerusalem, he couldn't find the temple. Eventually, he realized the New Jerusalem itself is the temple. Now, temple is the enlargement of the tabernacle. 2 weeks later, we will get into that details. And at the end of May, we will get into that point that New Jerusalem is the temple itself. However, here in Revelation 21:7, when it says temple, that temple means the Holy of Holies. There is no holy place. There is no outer court. Only the Holy of Holies is regarded as God's final building.
Amen.
You follow me? So, even in this tabernacle, you can have a clue. We call the whole thing as the tabernacle of God, but God's presence is only where? In the Holy of Holies. So, let's go back to, you know, a couple of verses, you know, we talked about so far. Isaiah, you know, 66:1-2. What was that? Universe is there, earth is there, But our God says, I cannot find a dwelling place. Who is going to build a house for me? Right? He wants a dwelling place. He wants to dwell in something. That is God's building. And here in Exodus 25:8, you know, we saw that, you know, 2 weeks ago. Our Jehovah says, let them make a sanctuary for me that I can dwell amongst them. So, main purpose of God's building is God dwelling in them.
Yes.
God living in that, right? So, in the whole thing of the tabernacle, outer court, the holy place, the holy of holies, in fact, only the holy of holies is the place where God's presence is, where God truly dwells in.
Yes.
Right? And at the conclusion of the Bible, the New Jerusalem, it says the New Jerusalem is the inner temple, the Holy of Holies itself.
Yes.
That is the conclusion. Therefore, no, we can say we are in a journey, in a Christian journey. Our starting line was here at the altar of the burnt offering. We experience, you know, God's redemption, Christ's redemption. Right? We consecrate ourselves again and again and again. In our daily living, we are washing ourselves again with the word of God, right? With the washing of the regeneration. Then we continue coming to the holy place. We enjoy Christ as our food. We enjoy Christ as our light. And we enjoy to intercede, to be in the prayer life. And eventually we are led into the Holy of Holies. We come to the Ark of the Testimony. Now, Ark of the Testimony last week was very, very important. Don't forget, you know, these two matters. Number one, there are hidden things. What are those hidden things? Hidden manna, budding rod, and the testimonies, the tablets. Okay, these things are not publicly open. These things are hidden. Colossians 3:3 says that Christ is our life, but that life is hidden in God. So, the more we enjoy the Lord, the more, you know, hidden secrets we are going to dig out.
Yes.
Hidden, you know, enjoyments. So, that is, you know, one area. The second thing is, we talked about the expiation cover. Only in the Holy of Holies, on the top of the Ark of the Testimony, we can do three things. Number one, we can find the throne of God.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Number two, we can meet God.
Amen.
Number three, we can listen to God's speak.
Amen.
You can never find these things outside of the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
Right? So that is why it is important. Yes, you can choose only stay at the outer court. You know, the Psalms 84 verse 10 says, a day in an outer court is better than thousands of days in the evil one's court. So, if you're not in the Holy of Holies, if you're not in the holy place, but if you're at least in the outer court, still that is 1,000 times better. you can choose not to stay there. But that is very, very premature. You have to continue on. And in the holy place, you can begin to have some enjoyment of enjoying the word of God as your spiritual food. Yes, that's very good. You can sense the light shining on you whenever you are darkness. That is very good. And sometimes when you pray, you feel that you're getting into the heavens, getting into the spirit. So that is very good. But all these things are not complete. The goal is you go into the Holy of Holies. That's why in the book of Hebrews, 3-4 times, Apostle Paul says, you believers, you Hebrews, please come forward to where I am.
Yes.
And Paul says, I am in the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
I am in front of the throne of grace.
Amen.
So you follow my pathway.
Come.
Follow this new and living way opened up by the Lord Jesus. Come into the Holy of Holies. This is the burden.
Amen.
So the more we practice that, eventually, we will be God's final building. Without holy place, without outer court, we will be the Holy of Holies. Amen.
In the same fellowship.
I hope, you know, that's...
Yeah.
You know,
be filled with Christ.
Yeah, be filled with Christ, of course. Okay? So remember that. But we will get to that, you know, anyway, 2 weeks later. And, okay, now here. You may have a question why here is black. Because I was going to write Exodus 35, verse 21, and 36, verse 2, in extension of the verses over here. Well, at the beginning of this seminar, I mentioned our God has a desire, heart's desire. He wants a dwelling place. And most of the, you know, Christians, they have no idea what God is talking about, what we are talking about. And I said, I appreciate these three verses here. 1 Samuel 2:35, 1 Samuel 13:14, and Acts 13:22 talks about the two people on this earth in those days. God was searching on this earth, on the surface of the earth, and he was able to find two persons. One was Samuel, one was David. And it was described that they were men according to God's heart.
Amen.
They are willing to do everything according to his will.
Amen.
Whenever God locates such a person on this earth, there is a way he can have his building.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, today we are talking about the tabernacle, its building. Exodus 35, 21, and 36, and 2. You go back home and check it out. Simply, it goes like this. Even though God wants to build up this tabernacle, he showed up the pattern of the tabernacle and all the furniture, you know, to Moses. There must be practically some people who build up, you know, this tabernacle according to that blueprint.
Yes.
Who is going to do that? These two verses says they're wise men. And number two, it says there are people who are willing in their heart.
Yes. Amen.
There are people who are lifted up in their heart.
Amen.
Our burden, again, is not just deliver you some knowledge or doctrine in the Bible about God's building.
Amen.
If that is the case, this seminar is a failure.
Yeah. No.
But our burden is to present you God's heart's desire, and if there's Lord's grace and mercy, that all of you pick up something from that and willingly present yourself to the Lord.
Amen.
For
Amen.
God's building.
Amen.
Without this kind of willingness in your heart being lifted up, and give yourself for God's purpose and God's building, all these things we are talking about tonight is meaningless. So I really hope that all of us pick up this bird. Okay? Okay, Brother Kevin pretty much covered everything. I just want to emphasize a couple of things. Here in the gold side, and the boards, let me give you a visual example of this thing. We said this is 10 cubits high. 10 cubits is 4.5 meter high. Now this door, I think it's about 2.5 meter.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So one board is about almost twice
of this, yeah.
You know, taller than this one. It's a huge thing. And 1.5 cubit is about 70 centimeter.
Yeah.
So let's say roughly, you know, this size.
Mm.
This size go up to double this,
yeah.
you know, high. That's something. And think about it, to hold that firm, standing, it's not a simple thing. It's not a simple thing. So we need two strong tenants. That is our strong faith.
Yes.
Right? Also, we need to be balanced with others. But fundamentally, there must be a very strong foundation to hold this, you know, tenants.
Yeah.
To hold the whole entire board standing firm. That is our Christ judicial redemption.
Amen.
Tonight, no, we don't have time for that. But in our past Bible seminar on Book of Romans, we talked about, you know, Christ's judicial redemption. Not only the first time when we call on the name of the Lord and we receive the Lord, we experience Christ's redemption, but continually, from day one to the day that, you know, we meet the Lord, we must stand firmly on Christ's, you know, judicial redemption.
Amen.
This is always our, you know, strong, you know, foundation.
Amen.
Now, truly tonight, Brother Kevin was my other 1.5 cubit board. Right?
Good, yeah.
None of us are able to be complete. At most, we are 1.5. At least, we are also 1.5. But for sure, we need another 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
However, as Brother mentioned, no matter how good acacia wood you are, acacia wood board and acacia wood board cannot attach together. It must be overlaid with gold. And think about it. To attach, you know, two acacia boards together, how much gold do you think, you know, you need? It's not a small amount of money. It's not something like just painting with brushes one time and put together. No, it's never going to happen in that way. That's why here, you know, I said we need weighty, thick, and sufficient amount of gold.
Amen.
The more gold we have, the better we will be.
Amen.
The more, you know, built up, you know, we will be. So it's a serious issue. We should pay the price to buy gold every day, every moment.
Amen.
Okay, Brother Kevin, how many things we need to buy in the Bible? 5 things. What are those things?
Buy gold.
Buy gold, yes.
Is it I sell? Gold refining.
White clothes.
White clothes.
Yeah, and 2 others.
Oil.
And the last one. Proverbs 23:23, truth. So all 5 of them are actually related with gold.
Amen.
Related with gold. So we have to pay price every day, every moment to buy gold.
Amen.
This is so important. The gold is the thing that actually attaching us together with our other 1.5 cubit more.
Amen.
Okay, this is very good. Number 2, here, actual tenets. Why tenets is our faith? It is based on these, you know, 3 verses. 2 Corinthians, you know, 12:4, Romans 5:2, Galatians 5:1. It says, by faith we stand.
Yeah.
Amen.
By faith we stand. Boards are the standing boards. So boards need to stand. How? New Testament says, by faith we stand. This is why we say these 2 tenets are our strong faith in Christ's redemption.
Amen.
Okay. Silver. Why silver is Christ's redemption? You can think about it until next week. Okay. Why gold is the divine nature of the Father? Why precious stones are the work of the transformation of the Holy Spirit? I think the 3rd one is easier, right?
Still, precious stones are originally made of natural material like clay,
right?
And they've been transformed. They've been like transformed, refined until they are precious stones.
Okay, yeah. How about gold?
Next week.
Next week. you go and study and give us the answer. Okay, now. We said this week is building of the tabernacle. Last week was experiences of the tabernacle. Mainly the 6 items that we covered last week are all Christ. The Ark of Testimony, Christ. Hidden manna, Christ. Rotting bar, Christ. The testimony, Christ. Right? Incense altar, Christ. Lampstand, Christ. Showbread table, Christ. Laver, Christ. And the altar of the burnt offering, Christ. It has nothing to do directly with our building.
Amen.
Yes, we enjoy all of them, experience all of them. We enjoy the all-inclusiveness of Christ, and there will be a result. Practically speaking, experientially speaking, when we say building, it's almost 99% related with bubble. Right? We are finally being the reproduction, enlargement of that Christ.
Amen.
With the experiences of all the items in the tabernacle, we are standing at his testimony.
Amen.
So this is the first part, related with our experience on building. Number two is the pillar. Well, brother mentioned there are nine pillars. Why this is also related with our building experience? Because pillars are also overlaid with gold. Acacia wood overlaid with gold. And standing on the sockets, either bronze or the silver sockets. Now, based on God's judgment and based on God's redemption, they are acacia wood overlaid with gold. So, very similarly to the boards, pillars are also us building God's building. Here, Galatians 2:6, Revelation 3:12, and 1 Timothy 3:15 talks about, okay, number one, Galatians talks about that Peter, James, and John, they are three pillars of the church.
Amen.
Revelation 3:12 says, overcomers will be the pillars of the temple of God.
Amen.
Okay? And with these overcomers, 1 Timothy 3:15 says, the church is the pillar of the church. So, pillars supposed to be, must be, us. But not all of us, probably the stronger ones among us. Right? We need not only to be the built up the boards, we also need to be the pillars.
Amen.
Now, by being pillars, we can be the channel of the gospel to the sinners, to the non-believers outside the church. So through us, through our gospel preaching, many of them can enter into the holy place. They begin to enjoy the Lord as their food, light, right? They begin to have a prayer life. There are a number of really talented, gifted, people among us who are very good in the gospel preachers. But this is actually, I would say, rudimentary, basic thing. We have to eventually be, all of us eventually need to be the pillars between the holy place and the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
Because, for example, Raymond was led to the Lord by Jessica. Let's say, because he used that example. That's marvelous. And many people among us, many new ones among us are led to the Lord in this way. But unfortunately, they're just hanging around here. They cannot continue on their journey. Why? Because we don't have too many pillars between the holy place and the holy of holies.
Amen.
Yes, this is related to your question. This is related very much to our proper shepherding. But how we are going to shepherd others, the new ones, that they can continue to come into the Holy of Holies, to be in God's presence, to touch the throne of God, right? To meet God every day and to listen to God's speaking. This is very much related to our shepherding work.
Amen.
So one hand, when we say building of the tabernacle, we ourselves need to be the board, standing board, connected with the other half. But also we have to go forward. We need to be strong standing pillars identified with the veils to be entrances for sinners to come into the house of God and for them to continue to enter into the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
This is a very practical matter.
Amen.
No time for the detail. Okay, now the coverings. There are four layers. Praise the Lord. This is fourfold Christ. Our Christ has four aspects. So four layers. The first layer is made with fine linen, twined with blue, purple, scarlet strands, and cherubim is embroidered on the top of them. That's why, you know, I color the red like this, and blue, you know, kind of things. I don't have any more of the color pads. So, now, basically, this first layer covering is the ceiling. You asked about the ceiling. This is the ceiling. Okay. North, west, and north, south, and west are with the boards. Mm. Now the bottom is just the ground. Mm. So the top is covered, you know, with this. The first layer is actually the ceiling. When you enter into the holy place and when you are in the Holy of Holies, you look up, you will see, you know, this one. Mm. White linen with blue color and scarlet, purple color and scarlet color, and there are the cherubims embroidered. So what does it mean? White linen always talks about Christ, humanity, his righteousness. Blue is the heavenly color. Amen. Right? Purple is the kingly, you know, color. Amen. Scarlet talks about Christ's redemption. Amen. So this is what Lord Jesus is. And there is God's glory, the cherubim, you know, expressed. So when you are inside, you look up, the ceiling is covered, you know, like that. And the entrance, the veil, the screen, and the veil into the Holy of Holies, same. It is all Christ himself. Okay? Then, the second layer is with goat's hair. Made with goat's hair. Now, goat's hair, based upon, you know, Matthew 25, we can say it signifies the sinners. You know, in Matthew 25, Lord Jesus is, you know, dividing the lamb and the goats. Mm. But don't misunderstand, lamb is not the believers and goat is the unbelievers. It's not that story. However, goat are the sinners. Okay, we will get back next time. Goats are the sinners. So what does it mean? It means this Christ, who has no sin, who has perfect humanity, became goat's hair on behalf of us, for us. So he was made sin and he was, you know, crucified on the cross on behalf of us. So that is 1 Corinthians 5:21 and 2 Corinthians 5:21 and 1 Corinthians 15:3. You can look up the verses. The third layer is ram's skin dyed in red color. Mm. Right? What is ram? Ram is a male goat, I mean male sheep. Yeah. Sure. You is the female, you know, the sheep. Lamb is the baby sheep. Right, so all these things were sacrificed, offering to God for our sin and sin's offering. So here we can say it is Christ who was offered on the cross for our sin and sin's offering, and red color is typifying his blood. So Christ, who was sinless, perfect in his humanity, was made sin for us, and he was crucified on the cross, he shed blood for us. And his blood became eternal blood because of the eternal spirit. This is here, Hebrews 9:12-14, 1 Peter 1:18-19, and Colossians 1:14 talks about the redemption of Christ. So eternal redemption because of his blood. That's the third layer. Now, interesting thing is the last fourth layer. It is made of porpoise skin. Well, I look up the dictionary, what this porpoise is. But it says it's kind of a sea animal, similar like a dolphin. Okay? However, the skin itself, important thing is the skin itself. It's not that beautiful. It's not that pretty. It's not comely. Okay? However, it's very, very strong. It is so strong, it can fight against all kinds of, you know, sea wind, you know, blowing, all kinds of attacks. Amen. So what does it, you know, signify? It means that Christ is actually apparently not that beautiful, no comeliness. Yeah. When we, as an outsider, view the tabernacle from away, what will you see? You will never see gold.
Mm.
You will not even see, you know, silver. The only thing you will see is this four poisonous skin. People who look at the true church of God,
mm-hmm.
true body of Christ,
mm.
will never find any fancy thing.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm really thankful for this man.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, we don't have too much, you know, the things around among us. And before this meeting, Brother Sam showed me a building in Spain. People thought they build a grandiose, you know, building outwardly. You know, they think that is, presenting or expressing something, you know, glorious, you know, to God. But no. In the eyes of God, in the eyes of the people outside of the church, church will be only like purpose and skin.
Amen.
However, the moment you receive the Lord,
Amen.
You enter into the house of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We will see everywhere gold. We will see everywhere
Amen.
The perfect humanity of Jesus.
Amen.
With his heavenly, kingly, you know, no redemptive, you know, nature, you know, expressing God's glory.
Amen.
In what kind of church life would you like to be? I want to be in the church life covered with the poor poisonous skin. And it is so strong, it can protect us from whatever kind of attack from Satan.
Amen.
These are the four layers of the tabernacle. And if you say today we are in a proper in a church life, we are in a proper in a God's building, we can say that we have this four the covering, which is Christ himself.
Amen.
Amen. Last point, the breastplate. I put it here because I'm supposed to draw on something here, but I couldn't do it. So I just sort of, you know, brought up this matter of breastplate. Well, in the tabernacle, there are priests, high priests coming in. And the clothing of the priest was with something called breastplate, instead of breastplate. The size of the breastplate is just about, you know, this, you know, hand size.
Mm.
Yeah. And that, you know, typifies that we are all within the hand of our Lord. And nobody can snatch us away.
Mm.
But what is this breastplate itself? It is the miniature of the built-up church.
Mm.
Why? There are 12 stones, precious stones, starting from Sardis, which is the redemption of Christ, ending with Jasper, which is the expression of God's,
Amen.
God's glory. Now, all these 12 stones typifies the transformed, you know, the believers. And names of all 12 tribes of Israel are inscribed here.
Mm.
18 characters are inscribed here, and the remaining four is inscribed here in something called, you know, Thummim. So, all together, this breastplate, again, is a type of the built-up church.
Amen.
Whenever high priest, you know, goes into the tabernacle, and especially coming to the Holy of Holies, he must have this breastplate, you know, wearing it like this. So we are the breastplate today.
Amen.
And how can we be like this? Number one, we must be transformed. We must be, you know, transparent. There must be nothing opaque among us. And we must be mingled with the triune God, because three in four lines. Three is the number of triune God. Four is the number of, you know, creatures. So men, God and man are mingled together. And all the letters are inscribed in Christ. And Christ is actually all these, you know, letters in itself. And here is the second way of God's, you know, speaking to his people. The first way of God speaking to his people was what? In the Holy of Holies. On the throne of God, which is on the expiation cover, God was not speaking, you know, to his people. But the second way is this. When the breastplate is completely built up, God is speaking through that, you know, breastplate. For example, let's say A, B, C, D, E, you know, up to Z, all the letters are inscribed here. Urim is a kind of a lighting, you know, device, illuminator. God is not speaking in this way. He will make, you know, A darken. So you write down A. And he will darken, you know, D. You write down D. He will darken A again. You write down A again. He will darken M. Then you write down M. So it is Adam. So letter by letter, eventually it became a sentence. God is not speaking something to you.
Amen.
So, but I will remind you, this kind of God speaking is not going to be experienced individually. It's this kind of speaking is always within the built-up church.
Amen.
If you are not in a proper in a church life, there's no way experience this kind of God's speaking.
Amen.
So breastplate is so important. Okay, conclusion. Let's now summarize once again. No matter what are these things, you know, we cover tonight, we must be what? We must be wise people who are willing to build up God's house.
Amen.
Our heart must be lifted up.
Amen.
Otherwise, our God has no way to build up his building.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
For those who missed the meetings in the past, go back to our group chat. There is the chart and also the recording. Thank for the brothers who are recording, these messages. Hope you can get back to them and get into the burden. Now, from next week, we are not going to have this kind of complicated chart. It's going to be much simpler and easier. But we still need your strong spirit.
Amen.
To pray for the speaking of the Lord. Amen.
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 Would you like to share a little bit, or if you have any questions?